If you're interested in learning more about raising your vibration, check out our show notes.
Can I jump in there? Because that's exactly my big challenge at the moment.
Yes.
I am completely connected with well-being.
Yes.
My grid is one of well-being. But then I can be very chirpy and frisky on my bike, and all of a sudden somebody crosses my way, he rings his bell, I get shocked, I look at him, and then I get this wave of aggression over me. And then I'm thinking later, I manifested this, so my grid is not as stable, or is there, that's what I was trying to ask
really
before, is then this older grid still active in my vibration, jumping in, taking over? Why is that happening? And then I got somebody who burglarized my home, stole my iPad, which is my manifestation of abundance, and I love it so much, and I don't have it right now. And but then this iPad was iPad 2, and I really wanted the new one. And just before this burglarization happened, I am getting a free new iPad. And then I'm thinking, what am I going to do with this new iPad? Should I sell that? So what I'm trying to tell you is, like, I really wanted this new iPad, but I did not want to get rid of my old iPad by getting burglarized. But what's in my grid that caused this burglarization of my house? Is that maybe my unsafe feeling of my body when I was sick 2 years ago? Is that the old grid of feeling unsafe that manifested itself in my house, which was leaking from the roof, which now has been repaired because I'm... But so that's what, all these old grids are still there, and did I not deal with them in a good way, and that's why they're still manifesting? I think that's my question. So give it to me.
So every thought that has ever been thought still exists. And logically, every thought that you've ever thought, every belief that you've ever concluded, and a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking, is out there vibrating. So let's just for a moment pretend that nothing else in all of the universe exists or is very important right now. Let's just consider you, what you're thinking right now, and what you've been thinking. So over time, what you've been thinking, and we're talking about all that you've lived, not just this physical time space reality, but all that you've lived, has caused you, because the laws of the universe have always been consistent, to know what you don't want and know what you do want. And over all of that, we don't want to use the word time, but over all of that experience, you have become, you have evolved, you have created, you have become this pure, positive energy, knowledgeable, creative genius. So that's this dominant grid that we're talking about. That's the grid of love and worthiness and appreciation.
But I get that by default. Sorry.
Just stay with us. You're really gonna understand all of this. Just
okay.
Follow, listen to our words, and try a little bit not to think about something that counters what we're saying. If you'll just follow this train, your perfect question will bring a perfect answer, and everyone will understand the grid in a powerful way. So through all that you've lived, this pure positive you, who you will meet fully again, who you will be fully and only again for a while when you croak, this pure positive energy being has been in the state of evolution, and it is, we're just going to throw this in, it might cause a little ripple in the ethers, it is actually what humans want to call God. That's what that powerful becoming of you is. So now we're leaving everyone else out of it. It's just you in your physical body now and what you're thinking. So over time, you've had a lot of experiences. You've had encounters that were aggressive. You've had encounters that were delicious. You've had all kinds of different experiences, and each one of those experiences established a vibrational pattern that still exists. But the question is, it's sort of like creating television channels or television programs that once you've created them, they're on an endless loop. So they're out there always, always playing. And at any time, you could get your DVR tuned into it, and you could go back and watch it again if you want to. And we would encourage you to go back and watch the ones that were really pleasing, and never go back and watch the ones again that aren't pleasing. But for different reasons, you watch the ones that aren't pleasing too. Sometimes you just like the drama of things. But so all of those things that you've ever lived, you have the potential of watching them again. And every time you do, now, so they are, those were individual experiences that you could go back and tune into. Here's this really wonderful programming, which we came to call the Vortex, which is sort of like your favorites list. It's where you put everything that you are. It's there in a holding pattern. And the source within you, who has been there with you every step of the way, has been holding the good stuff and holding the good stuff and beaming it to you, giving you this powerful megawatt signal that you can tune into if you want to. So it's always a little interesting to us that with this powerful signal going on, that any of those others would be of interest to you at all. But law of attraction is the reason that they are. So someone comes across your path, and let's not talk about how that even happened. Let's just accept that something was going on, and so you were close enough to the vibrational vicinity of it that someone crossed your path in that way. And in your attention to that, it caused an activation of something else that had happened out there, not what was going on in your grid. So the answer to your question, did I attract it? Yes, you did. Was it asserting itself into your experience? No, it wasn't. It just means that those practiced thoughts are still current or active enough that it was easy for you to access that. Now here's, so as we talked about the vortex.
But is there a delete program?
Wait for a little bit.
Okay.
No delete program.
Okay.
You can't, there is no exclusion in the universe. Mm. You can't, but you can. So imagine that everything that you've lived is just this giant hard drive, and it's all there, but you don't know it. And so you're just sort of sloppily pushing buttons. And so things are turning up, and you're saying, oh, don't like that, don't like that, don't like that. And here's Abraham saying, be more deliberate, learn your controls, pay a little more attention to what you're doing. But it's not about manifestation. Even our analogies and parables bring you into this place of wanting to make it all manifestational, when what we're really wanting you to do is make it a vibrational journey, make it an emotional journey. So let's say that happens. Somebody crosses your path and you feel that old discomfort rise within you. And you're bothered that it does, because you thought you were past it. Well, the good news is you have awareness that you're not past it. You have awareness that there's still something active enough going in your vibration that it caused that rendezvous, that your grid, for whatever reason, filled in that way. Now, this is the thing that we so want you to hear. If you freak out and come to the conclusion, something's wrong with me, otherwise that grid would not have filled in that way, you're misusing the contrast of the universe. If instead you feel it and you say, no, what I don't want, what is it I do want? I'm seeking more harmony. I want the world to be a nicer place. I'm out here wanting to revel in the beauty of this time-space reality. As you take that moment to identify what you do want, or it's usually easier later. Once, when a grid's filling in, there's enough momentum that sometimes you just have to sort of ride it out. But next time you sit to meditate or to contemplate or to have a conversation with a friend like us, you can come to the awareness. You can come to a clearer determination. I'm a harmonious being, and that's very likely just a residual of something that was there before, and it's inconsequential, and I like cleaning up my vibration, and I like knowing what's there, and I don't resent everything that I've lived. I appreciate everything that I've lived. That what we want this conversation to do for you, we want it to enhance your appreciation of this glorious grid that life, all life, has caused you to create. We want you to be aware of that. And we want you to be aware of what other grids are active and their relationship to that. But most of all, we want you to be in this glorious feeling of dance, where you're not self-condemning, where you're accepting the perfection of the guy on the bike with the bell.
The burglar? That's hard.
You said, you feel at the core of your grid, this is what's going on in your grid, and then we'll take segment of refreshment relative to that. You love your prosperity and would like more of it. You're aware that there are others who have far more than you do, and there are others who have far more less than you do. And you're still in the process of trying to sort that out. Your grid holds for you all things wanted, but you've not allowed yourself that grid yet.
True.
You are letting yourself have more and more and more of it, but there's still, yes, a feeling of how much is appropriate for me to have and how much is inappropriate for me to have. And so now we come to the specifics of the iPad. You have a perfectly glorious iPad, but there's another one that's more shiny, that does more things, and you kind of want it too, but you feel like, oh, shouldn't I be satisfied with what I have?
Yes.
So then you activate a grid that says, I shouldn't be greedy, and I
yes,
should give to the poor, and I
yes,
should help people out.
Yes.
And I don't want it to be wasted, and I don't want a bunch of unused things piling,
yes,
up in my drawer and becoming obsolete. And the universe said, we know someone who wants one.
And that's the burglar?
Now you've got other grids going on too. You've got this grid about people taking things for nothing. You've got this, in other words, you've got a lot of complicated grids going on out,
yes,
there.
Yes.
And the universe, law of attraction, has the ability to satisfy everything that you've got going on. Nothing ever comes to you that isn't a perfect vibrational match to the stuff that you've got going on. So now, you have a new experience. Glory be. A new experience which evokes
a new iPad.
A new experience which evokes new questions from you, which evoke new answers from you. In other words, did anything really go wrong?
No.
More important, does anything ever go wrong? Is it ever wrong, or is it all just expanded? Is it more? It's just more.
The burglary did not throw me out of my vortex or out of my well-being grid, which was really amazing to myself. It happened. I noticed that somebody went into my house. I focused on the next positive thought. The insurance company paid everything back within 3 days. It was amazing. But it's this mixed vibration of being well and trusting the universe and trusting my insurance company and my own.
Well, if we were standing in your physical shoes,
yeah,
what we would take away from all of this,
yeah,
this is the grid that we would practice. Things are always working out for,
right,
me. Nothing ever goes wrong.
Even if I'm burglarized.
Even then.
But it's strong, you know?
Even then.
You feel raped. People get into your house, touch your piano. But all is well. All is well.
When we come back from segment of refreshment, we'll clean even more up. Good time for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you're interested in learning more about raising your vibration, check out our show notes.